The gypsies say if you want to find ancient treasures in Luxor, all you have to do is start digging. And the digging never stops. The Egyptian government this week invited reporters to photograph three never-before-seen tombs of noblemen who died more than 3,000 years ago. Officials also reopened two tombs that once held kings after years of restoration work. The story of King Horemheb seemed to celebrate an image the current Egyptian leadership likes to portray, a powerful, single ruler leading the country after years of political turmoil.
He returned to Egypt to great rule after the Amarna period, which was a time of political weakness, so the strength of Egypt was returned.
But the nation's current strength is constantly being tested, and the tourism industry is reeling after a Russian plane crashed shortly following takeoff from Sharm el-Sheikh, along with Luxor, one of Egypt's most popular vacation spots. Business has plummeted in recent years, and visitors in Luxor say they were nervous about traveling to Egypt.
Yeah, I must say I had some doubts before I came, but since all that, those doubts were based on media, I just felt like I have to come here myself and see what it's like. And so far, everything's been okay. Yeah.
Some countries are canceling flights to Sharm el-Sheikh, and several airlines have stopped flying over Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Analysts say efforts in Luxor to renew interest in antiquities tourism has been overshadowed by the disaster. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.